I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I have come across a wonderful book titled The Faithful Friend, Favorite Writings About Owning and Loving Dogs. On this week's program, I would like to share three interesting and moving stories. Most listeners know of our famous local writer, John Steinbeck. He too had a love of dogs and wrote the following. This is an excerpt from his book, Traveling with Charlie. Charlie likes to get up early, and he likes me to get up early too. And why shouldn't he? Right after breakfast, he goes back to sleep. Over the years, he has developed a number of innocent-appearing ways to get me up. He can shake himself and his collar loud enough to wake the dead. If that doesn't work, he gets a sneezing fit. But perhaps the most irritating method is to sit quietly beside the bed and stare into my face with a sweet and forgiving look on his face. I come out of a deep sleep with the feeling of being looked at. But I've learned to keep my eyes tight shut. If I even blink, he sneezes and stretches, and that night's sleep is over for me. Often, the war of wills goes on for quite a time. I squinching my eyes shut, and he forgiving me. But he nearly always wins. He liked traveling so much, he wanted to get started early. And early for Charlie is the first tempering of darkness with the dawn. In a moment, the story of an American war dog. But first, I would like to wish a belated Happy New Year to all of our Pet Patrol listeners. Have you made a New Year's resolution? How about one that includes your faithful canine pal? Hit the trails! Kibbles and Gifts has all the accessories you need for fun, safe hiking with your trusted canine. Portable water bowls, hands-free leashes, poop pickup bags and holders, dog raincoats for the wet weather, and protective gear to keep your car clean. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's adventure. You can also visit us online, kibblesandgifts.com. We would always love to hear from you. Just call us at 726-3700. Now, an American war dog. Chip's outfit landed just east of Licata at a spot on Sicily's southern coast known as Blue Beach. It was near this area where the crucial point of the entire operation developed when the German Hermann Göring and 15th Armored Divisions launched a tank-supported attack, driving the Americans, at what point, back to sea. And it was here that Chips became the first American dog hero of the Second World War. Chips was led ashore by Private John R. Rowell, who returned to duty after being discharged from the Casablanca Hospital. Rowell and Chips cautiously advanced in the early morning darkness and were at a point about 300 yards inland from the water when red-hot lead suddenly and unexpectedly began pouring at them from the darkness ahead, spraying the beach area. The firing came from two machine guns in a pillbox, which had been completely camouflaged as a peasant's hut. Yankee soldiers threw themselves flat, hugging the sand. Here Chips demonstrated the reckless insubordination that sometimes makes wartime heroes. Without waiting for an order from his handler to attack, Chips broke loose and with teeth bared charged the machine gun nest, completely disregarding the steady stream of bullets. Private Rowell describes what happened then as follows. There was an awful lot of noise, and the firing stopped. Then I saw one Italian soldier come out of the door with Chips at his throat. I called him up before he could kill the man. Three others followed, holding their hands above their heads. In a few brief and dangerous seconds, this American war dog single-handed and at great risk of his own life eliminated an enemy machine gun position and saved the lives of many of his comrades. His bravery enabled the inland advance to continue. And finally, our last story from the little book, The Faithful Friend, Favorite Writings About Owning and Loving Dogs. The writer is James W. English, and this is another moving and true story. The Foundling. An American sergeant, with a warm spot in his heart for dogs, befriended a helpless young puppy on the battlefields of France during the First World War, and in doing so changed the course of his own life. However, at the time the soldier found the scrawny newborn son of a German war dog, he was just an American boy a long way from home, and he was lonesome. Back in California, he had always had dogs of his own, had enjoyed their companionship, and the prospect of this puppy dying of cold and hunger was too much for a person who loved animals. The soldier placed the tiny ball of damp fur in the pocket of his jacket and came back to camp. That day has remained in the sergeant's mind with indelible clarity, for the forlorn, half-starved puppy became the greatest animal star in the history of motion pictures, and for a decade earned over $100,000 annually for his master and friend, Lee Duncan. The pup grew up to be the famous movie star, Rin Tin Tin. I hope you enjoyed these stories as much as I have. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.